Now that you are sitting or lying comfortably in a place where you will not be disturbed, we will begin the visualization, or the empowered storytelling, as this technique is also known. While I describe the scene, you may see images in your mind's eye, or my words may conjure up impressions, feelings, or sounds for you. Whatever you perceive is correct for you. All of us experience the imaginal realm in different ways. Sit or lie comfortably. Close your eyes and center yourself by observing your in and out breaths. Do not change the natural rhythm of your breathing. Just observe it. On your exhalations, allow your body and mind to fully relax. Now, become aware of your body as it touches the floor or chair that you lie or sit upon. Visualize how this connection extends into the subterranean realms of the earth. Notice how deeply you are rooted to the planet, and how the Earth's energies continually flow through you from your point of contact. Now, bring your attention to the heavens and the stars and the planets above. Notice the heavenly energy rushing into your body through the top of your head. Rest in that connection to the heavens as you continue to breathe, realizing that the rhythm of your breath is gradually slowing down. Feel completely centered between these two poles, the stars above, the earth below, above and below. Now bring your attention inward to the area of your heart. Breathe in. Now exhale, dropping deep into the area of your heart, resting there, perfectly balanced at this point. Breathe in again. As you exhale, drop your attention into your pelvic bowl, your seat of power. Rest your attention there for a few breaths, visualizing your innate energy and power radiating out in all directions. Again, breathe in. Exhale fully, allowing any tension in your body to slip away on the out-breath. Continue to inhale deeply and exhale fully, letting anything that is not eternal in you drop away on the out-breath. Now we will begin the meditation. You are riding in a rickety wooden horse-drawn cart up the mountain to the grotto at Holy Balm in Provence, where Mary Magdalene lives. The peasant who wields the reins pulls the horse up sharply and motions for you to get out, since the road ends here. She or he points to the narrow footpath winding through the forest and up to the cave, indicating that now you must travel by foot. It is early morning, and the air is clean and cool, scented faintly with pine and with the wildflowers that grow in such profusion on the side of the path. The colors in Provence seem to be magnified and clearer than anywhere else you have ever been, as if the air somehow illuminates everything. You carefully travel along the path, occasionally hearing the crackle of oak branches beneath your feet and the wild calls of forest birds in the midst. You have been told that this ancient forest holds many mysteries and secrets, and that it is no accident that this is where the Magdalene chooses to reside. Suddenly, a guide appears at your side to lead you to the grotto. Stop a minute and observe your guide, noting the guide's age, clothing, and appearance. Does the guide say anything to you? Is the guide carrying anything? Now, you and your guide continue your journey to the Holy Cavern. Up ahead, you see a cave set in the face of a cliff, very much like the dwellings of the early Christian hermits. As you get closer to the grotto, you hear a soft murmuring of voices. Finally, having arrived at your destination, you stand at the mouth of the cavern and peer inside. The cave is dim and lit with fat yellow candles. Condensation collects on the walls and ceilings of the grotto, and it is cool and pleasant inside. Then you see the Holy Magdalene. She is sitting on a high dais, and a half circle of men and women of all ages sit at her feet, on sheepskins and cushions made of rough homespun fabric. As you gaze upon Mary Magdalene, notice what she looks like, what she's wearing, her hand movements, her voice, and any other details that strike you. How do you feel upon seeing her? Your guide now leaves you, indicating that she or he will escort you back down the mountain when it is time. You stand for a time, listening to the Magdalene instruct her students, for that is what she's doing. What is she saying to them? Then suddenly, Mary Magdalene beckons you forward, and you make your way through the circle. You stand in front of her, head bowed. She places both her hands on your head and closes her eyes. She seems to be reading you in some way. Then, turning to a tray of bottles and small wooden boxes next to her, she mixes oils and ground herbs together in a small clay bowl. She then anoints the parts of your body most in need of healing. What areas of your body does she touch? She takes a small alabaster jar of oil and dips her finger into it and daubs your forehead, saying a few words, perhaps in Aramaic, which you understand to be a blessing. As you look up at her, she smiles and says that you may ask one question of her, and then you must leave. You voice the query that has been burning in your heart for a long while. Listen carefully to her answer. She finishes speaking and kindly motions you to depart now. As you start down the path once again, looking around to take in the stupendous views and the translucent waterfalls of the Saint-Baume Mountains, your guide appears. She or he has something for you. What is it? Are there any instructions that accompany this gift? You thank him or her, and together you walk down the dirt footpath to the road, where you will wait for the wooden cart to take you down the mountain to the town of Saint-Maxime. And here the meditation ends. When you are ready, slowly return to the here and now, opening your eyes, stretching your body, and having some food or drink to fully ground you, if you like. Take a few minutes to record your experience in your journal and date your entry.